Good morning. I'd like to bring the meeting of the Chino Basin Appropriative Pool to order. I know of a couple changes to the agenda. Danny, I'd like to reorder the closed session report for the safe yield and Exhibit G, physical solution. So that would be the confidential session, item number one and item number three, after business item A. And I'd like to add a CFO report regarding the RIPCOM items to the agenda, unless, and then I don't know if you know of any other additional changes or reorders to the agenda.
Nothing further.
Sir, is there anybody that has an issue with regard to the changes that I proposed to the agenda?
You're saying after business item A?
Yeah. Well, what I'd like to do is have a closed session, maybe have Danny give some introductory comments relating to the safe field redetermination, and then maybe go into closed session.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Are there any objections to those changes to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll move on to the consent calendar. Are there any changes to items on the consent calendar, Danny?
Yes, regarding C, the semiannual status report, it's been requested that one minor change be made to what is page 74 in your package. It's at the very end, second to last paragraph. It says, and then revisit all existing applications of local storage agreements. It's been requested that the word existing be removed. And as staff, we have no objection to that. So,
Could you read it?
Well, so that whole paragraph, because it's a short paragraph, would say, recent events demonstrate the importance of groundwater storage to the Chino Basin. Water Master has committed to investigate the technical and management implications of local storage agreements, improve related policies and procedures, and then revisit all applications of local storage agreements.
Are there any concerns about the changes to the report as proposed? Hearing none, we appreciate if you could make that change, Danny. With that change, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
Move approval.
Chino makes a motion.
Second.
And Cucamonga Valley seconds. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the consent calendar passes with that change. The next item is business item 2A, safe field redetermination and reset. Danny?
Thank you. I'm sure most of you are familiar with the history, but the key principles was developed by the FANDA group and presented to the board back on May 28th, 2015. And then the board directed staff and council to begin coordinating the drafting of a binding agreement, unless the two of the pools expressed concerns by June 12th. So during the June 11th pool committee meetings, each of the pools considered the key principles, and all of the pools recommended approval of the key principles, with the exception of the city of Chino and Saco. Following that, parties, with the assistance of legal counsel, have drafted the agreement that describes the key principles so that it can be implemented. And at the recent board meeting on August 27th, the board gave direction to legal counsel and staff to seek advice and counsel from the pools and advisory committee on the agreement, and to return to the board in September this month so that the board can take action in order to file with the court by the planned date of in October. So the agreement and appendices, including the resolution, have all been distributed either in the package or via email this week. And the agreement hasn't changed since August 26th. Today it's requested that that the pool offer advice and counsel on Water Master's potential endorsement of the August 26th draft of the 2015 Safe Field Reset Agreement and its supporting exhibits, as well as the resolution pursuant to which Water Master might endorse the agreement.
Okay. Does any member have any questions for Danny before we convene to closed session?
Just clarification, Danny, this is a draft and not the final agreement?
This is the most complete draft. It's the draft that was approved by the, I guess it's no longer the FANDA group, but by the group that was negotiating toward a final agreement on August 26th. There's still some left. There are still a few places where there will be cleanup changes. I'm sure there are typos that are in there. There may be grammatical changes, but I think I would say it's 95%, if not more, complete.
Mm-hmm. Is there a proposed plan meeting to discuss those cleanup changes?
There is a save the date that's out for a meeting for next Wednesday. If necessary, there would be a meeting to discuss any proposed final changes to the resolution, the exhibits, the agreement itself that might come out of the pool process. As you may know, the Ag Pools pool meeting is not until next Tuesday because of a scheduling conflict. So we have time set aside on Wednesday, if necessary, for those changes. If it's cleaning up references to exhibits, and I know we now have a resolution number, which we didn't have when we put the draft together at the end of August. If it's just those changes, then we may not need the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. At this time, I'd like to convene closed session. So those people who aren't so, they're reconvening open session. Reportable action out of closed session is that Watermaster Legal Counsel accept comments on the resolution and agreement from the appropriative pool. Those comments are yet to be provided to legal counsel, but we'll be working on those. And schedule a special meeting of the appropriative pool for September 17th at 8 a.m. So there is no final action on item 2A yet.
And that those comments will be coming through your counsel or separately? I didn't entirely understand what
we haven't completely finalized those comments, and we want an opportunity to develop those and then transmit them to Watermaster Council.
Will that be before or after the meeting on the 17th?
Before.
How about before the meeting on the 16th?
Before Wednesday's meeting.
That's what I was going to say,
yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about that. And the next item on the agenda is a business item 2B, which is Exhibit G, Physical Solution, transfer rate substitution.
Okay. As I'm sure most of you are aware, but the Exhibit G, it allows for the transfer of water from the non-ag pool to the appropriative pool on an annual basis. There's a payment rate that was established that it's supposed to occur at 92% of the MWD replenishment rate. However, MWD ceased producing a replenishment rate in 2013, therefore a substitute rate must be agreed upon and approved by the court. Members of the non-ag and appropriative pools are proposing to use the substitute rate of 85.52% of the MWD Tier 1 untreated rate for 2016, and that works out to be $508 per acre foot. So the requested action for today is to recommend to the advisory committee to approve the proposed fiscal year 15-16 substitute rate, substitute physical solution transfer rate, and approve Watermaster Legal Counsel's filing of the motion for court approval of the same.
Madam Chair, Chino Hills moves approval.
Is there a second?
Second by Pomona.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Madam Chair, we'll be abstaining due to our...
Okay. One abstention from Monta Vista Water.
Two as the alternate on non-ag. I'd like to abstain also.
Okay.
Is that what you get?
And...
Irrigation.
What do you call yourself? Non-ag. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, same for Ontario.
So three abstentions. Okay, the next item on the agenda is legal counsel reports and updates. legal counsel.
Morning, Madam Chair, members of the Pool Committee. I have a couple scheduled reports. I'd like to add one item, if that's all right. I promise to be quick with all of them. The court held a hearing on August 21st. Many of you or your counsel were there. The first item that the court very quickly dispensed with was approving the request of Monta Vista Water District to intervene into the non-ag pool, as well as receiving and filing the court, Water Master most recent annual report. The court considered the request from Water Master in regard to its Safefield reset status report for an order setting a deadline for Water Master to file a Safefield reset motion. It also considered the papers that the City of Chino put forward in its supplement and the response of Water Master in its reply, indicating that the issues raised by Chino were not ripe at that time. The court agreed and deferred any consideration of Chino's concerns with the key principles and request for appointment of a special referee until there was a proper record and proper notice given on those requests. In regard to the DWR Basin Boundary Emergency Regulations, I brought through the process last month our recommendations, which were compiled at the request of the board for comments on DWR's Basin Boundary Emergency Regulations. Those same recommendations that went through the pool committees and advisory went to the board, and the board directed us to prepare and submit a comment letter consistent with those recommendations. That was done by the September 4th deadline. Copies of the comment letter were mailed around on Tuesday by the clerk, and you also should have received a letter from San Bernardino County. Bob Page submitted that echoed some of the comments in Water Master's letter about finding a way to deal with what they're now calling fringe areas and the present requirement for a plan in those areas. And the last item I wanted to report on was that at the board meeting on August 27th, the board chair indicated that he would, within the next few weeks, be appointing an ad hoc committee to deal with, to serve the function of gathering input on the reappointment of the Water Master Board or whatever the governance structure for the Water Master will be going forward. The current appointment for the Water Master Board expires in February of 2016, and so the board chair wanted to get ahead of the issue and to solicit whatever input there might be from the pool committees and other stakeholders, including the municipal water districts, as to what the governance should look like going forward in order to have that all kind of a clearinghouse process for input so that each of the board members didn't have to do his own reconnaissance effectively. So I don't know whether he's reached out to the stakeholder groups to ask for effectively nominations on who would be appointed to that committee, but I have heard that is what would be next in the process. And I don't believe a committee has been appointed at this time, but I would expect to hear from him if you haven't already.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The engineering report?
It's done this month.
Okay. And then a CFO report.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the appropriative pool. I have created a spreadsheet to discuss basically the options for the RIPCON funds. Currently available, there is $77,256 available, and it's available from three completed projects. The first project of $35,398 is from the Wineville Proof of Concept. That's task order number six. There is $37,981 from Harupa Pump Station. That's task order number five. And then finally, the third project, there's $3,877 from Hickory Basin. all three of those projects total up to $77,256. And if you looked on the RIPCON sheets that are in your packet, that would be page 116. If you looked at column 2G, you'll see the dollar amounts there, $35,398, $27,981, and $3,877. If you then look at column 2H, again, this is page 116, you'll see that those three columns have zero. So basically, we are not looking to use those dollars for any remaining projects. So there are really four options available to the appropriative pool at this time. The first option is allocate some or all of the funds to other projects using an approved budget transfer form. Basically, you can take all or some of that and you can remove it down to some of the projects that are going to be over budget. Number two, retain some or all of the funds on reserve to be used for projects as needed. Basically, we would keep some or all of these funds, the $77,000, in a bucket, and we would monitor that and maintain that until the RIPCON committee recommended movement of that funds. The third option would be refund some or all of the funds back to the appropriators during the assessment invoicing based upon the operating safe yield formula. And that's where the sheet that I just handed out, that's a draft, but it's basically taking the $77,256, allocating it back to the appropriators based upon operating safe yield. That's the same formula of how the funds were collected. And then finally, the fourth would be a combination of one or all of the three options listed above. So those are basically the four options: allocate the funds, retain the funds, or refund the funds.
Mm-hmm. At this time, Joe, do you need any direction from the pool, or is something that we can come back and give you direction at a subsequent meeting?
As it stands right now, basically the funds are going to be kept on hold. Mm-hmm. We're not using them for any other projects. It's basically reserved. From my perspective, the money has been allocated for projects. Those projects are now completed, so that money cannot be used anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So it's in limbo. At some point in time in the future, depending upon what the appropriate pool decides to do with that money, I will take instruction and direction from them, mm-hmm, or from you.
Madam Chair, we've been discussing this item for the last 2 months at RIPCOM, and mm-hmm, I think Bartermaster staff would be appreciated if at all possible our pool can provide some input as far as what we'd like to see happen with the $77,000. Of the four options that Joe mentioned, I think if Todd's not here, so at the risk of misspeaking on his behalf, I think our committee on RIPCOM would probably recommend option two, just to let them track the $77,000 at some future date, have it refunded or applied to another project versus the other three options Joel mentioned. But, mm-hmm, I think more than one option can be acceptable or a pool, but I think, mm-hmm, that might have some traction. There's, mm-hmm, ideas expressed at RIPCOM.
Okay.
One of the ideas we expressed was possibly keeping it in there for the year, and those projects that go over budget, you know, bring it forward to us so we know that they're going under over budget and we have this money to move over there as a budget transfer. And then at the end of the year, when you do the assessment package, that money goes back to the appropriators. I just think that with the rising costs of our budget every year, that it's important that we keep an eye on the money that we have sitting out there, and that, you know, if we're not watching that money, it starts to be eaten up and used, and we're not even aware where it's being eaten up and used. So that's what I would recommend.
I think, Van, what you indicated was that what money would be set into a bucket, and if at such time we needed it for a project, it would be a budget transfer that would need to come before the pools for approval. Is that correct?
Yes. And if that need doesn't materialize, it could always be refunded at that point in the future when we make that decision.
Yeah. So there is an opportunity to then come back and say, enough time has passed, let's refund. So kind of a hybrid a little bit.
Right, yeah. I guess my only point would be to reconcile it at the end of the year so that's not just carried over from year to year to year, and that we're aware of you know, when we're under and when we're over budget.
Danny, you have some comments?
I have a question. When you say reconcile it at the end of the year, what month, end of the fiscal year?
Yeah, when you do the assessments and you're trying to figure out, you know, you have money that you give back, it would be under that
money. Typically we do the assessment package in November, although this year it will likely be delayed because it'll be held up by some Safefield issues. So do you mean reconcile it when it's assessment package time? Is that what you mean by end of the year? So in a couple months then? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is there any projects anticipated on the horizon that the funds might be applied to?
There is one. We're waiting to get more information from IUA about it, but there was one project, the Lower Day project, that they thought was going to have some changes and might end up over budget. But we're not sure yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We should know, I think, within the next month or so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, ma'am, from the committee's perspective, are you saying that you'd want to hold it over even past this new assessment period that's only a few months away and still have that money available, say, next year when more projects may need that money?
That's fine, too, but I understand what Terry's saying also.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, whatever the rule is of our pool collectively, mm-hmm. I think David and Ryan also regularly attend those RIPCON meetings. If you guys want to chime in any thoughts, I don't know.
No, I think you summarized it pretty well for the general committee, and obviously Terry expressed their preference, but I think, as Rosemary mentioned, it's kind of a hybrid, and it still leaves the door open for either direction.
Mm-hmm. So if my takeaway is, at this point in time, we'll just keep it in a reserve account, and then if we want to request that Watermaster refund that money, we'll give you direction to do that.
And just as an assurance that the $77,000 is allocated and is sitting there as a reserve, cannot be used for any other projects, can't be used for operations, can't be used for administrative purposes. So it's there strictly. If you imagine in your minds, it's in a bucket, it's locked away, no one can touch it. The only way that it can be used is we would have to bring a budget transfer for that, or an action from the appropriate pool.
Very well. Thank you.
You put in that $77,000 on the RIPCOM spreadsheet just so we can see it.
It's actually the way that we've got it sitting out there. We've got it in column G now. You can see, obviously, in column H, and then there's a footnote down at the bottom that basically talks about the three options that are listed. And we'll continue to keep carrying that money over until a decision is made.
We didn't get another handout. That's why we keep talking about it. I don't think we have it.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, we can revisit the issue at assessment package time, and the pool can advise then if they'd like to continue to hold it in that special reserve or if they'd like it refunded through the assessment package invoicing, you know, and we could just decide then. We don't need a decision today.
Okay. Thank you, Danny. General manager report.
Yes, just one item on it, and it's just to let you know that at the board meeting last month, the board approved an amendment number 2, to the Basin Monitoring Program. It came in late in the month, and it was a simple amendment. It was the signatories to the 2004 agreement wished to add 4 additional parties to the Basin Monitoring Program Task Force, and adding the 4 agencies actually resulted in reduced cost to Watermaster. So this is just a update of what happened at the board meeting, and that's mm-hmm. the only item I have to report on.
Just a quick question. Hey, Danny, what's the schedule on the water activity reports?
They should be going out next week.
Do you know who the 4 parties were, by chance?
Ooh, it would take me a second. Do you know? It was Beaumont, and I just remember that off the top of my head.
It was the PASS agency and Valley District. And the City of Banning and Beaumont Cherry Valley Water District. I believe that's the 4.
That sounds right. Yeah. Have a copy.
Okay. In your packet, you have information items. If there aren't any comments on it or questions regarding those, we'll move on to pool member comments.
Oh, I have a question.
Sure.
Danny, clarify on our next RIPCOM meeting next week, are we going to be talking about potential financing of the projects?
Yes, IUA will be coming to discuss that.
So that might be a meeting of interest if people have time. I know people are busy, but we are going to
kick off the financing talks next week.
Okay, thank you, Van, for bringing that to everybody's attention. Other pool member comments? Other business, none. So we're going to go back into closed session to discuss item two. So if we came out of closed session at 12:20, just to make it round. And the reportable action is the appropriative pool has asked Darren to be the delegate on the ad hoc committee. And that's all I have. There's future meetings on the bottom of your agenda for your information and note. And this will conclude our...
Wait, on the meetings, Danny, there's no time for the special meeting on Wednesday?
8 o'clock.
Is that? Okay.
Thursday.
Or excuse me, Thursday.
Special meeting that you guys called. Thursday, 8 o'clock. Yeah.
But what about the drafting?
The 10 to 2 on Wednesday.
And I think we're requesting that meeting to occur.
Yes, yeah. We are requesting that meeting.
With that, the appropriative pool is adjourned.